brilliant relationship coach, Sue Saker from Farnham. Good evening, Sue. Any more camping this week?
No more camping, but I have done my first TikTok dance with the kids. So that was this week's new event.
Do you know what, Sue Saker, high five. My daughter and I did one as well to Savage. What was yours?
Oh, we were Blinding Lights, I think it's called.
Oh, okay. I will look out for
about
that one.
In the garden.
I know, bless, my daughter is so funny because she put a comment saying it took me ages to teach my mum this.
Yeah.
I thought I was quite good.
I showed the one of the early versions on my personal Facebook page just to share the laughter.
Oh, what fun. Oh, but it's nice to do stuff like, because I really, you know, we really held off my daughter having TikTok because you have to be 13. Don't you? That's the legal age. And all of her friends had it before then or whatever, you know, but that's everybody's choices and everybody's got their own way of doing things. But we were very sort of, no, you have to be 13 before you can go on to this. And she has been for a little while now. So, yes, it's still a bit of a novelty, but it's quite good. She's not obsessed with it, so she's not on it all the time, which I'm quite pleased. But it's nice to be able to join in, isn't it? And she always shows me what she's done as well, which I think it's good to keep that as a joint thing in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's good fun, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. Right, Sue, I'll be looking out for yours. Right, what are your top tips for this week on us all living on top of each other?
Okay, so what I'm noticing amongst friends and clients is that there's quite a build-up of frustration in quite a few relationships now, as people have been stuck together for so long. So the first one is just to recognise that the little stuff can now become the big stuff if we're not careful. And what I mean by that is every relationship has lots of kind of minor frustrations in it. Things like perhaps one partner always moans that someone's left the cap off the toothpaste or that wet towels are left on the floor. And at the moment, if someone's already sort of struggling or grappling with a lot more on their plate or fed up with homeschooling or sitting on video calls all day, those little minor frustrations in a relationship can be like the straw that breaks the camel's back and just cause a real issue and a lot of build-up of tension and frustration. So if, I'm going to say your wife, if your wife has been telling you for 20 years to put your dirty socks in the laundry bin, now is absolutely the time to do it. Do not waste another day.
No.
And she will be very appreciative. No. And then the second one is what I'm calling roles in relationship, R-O-L-E-S. And these are sort of like the functions or jobs in any relationship or family system. So things like who takes the bins out, who does most of the childcare, who does the cooking. And people sort of tend to end up in these roles, you know, as relationships develop without really necessarily talking about it. We just sort of fall into particular roles in the relationship. But at the moment, a lot of these roles have had to really expand hugely. So, for example, there might be an awful lot more meal preparation needed at the moment or a lot more childcare going on than perhaps there normally is when everyone's out of work and kids are at school. And so some people maybe experience what we call role fatigue or role nausea, where they're really fed up of doing some of these jobs that perhaps they've always done but have become a lot bigger now. And so this is a really good time to actually look at what needs doing in the family unit and who should be doing it and how perhaps some of those roles can be split a bit more evenly. So even if, you know, one of you normally does all the cooking, this might be a time where somebody else can step up for a bit or do more of the chopping or the clearing up, just to redistribute those roles a bit better. And the third one is our emotions are very contagious. And it's really noticeable as everyone's stuck in together at the moment. So what I mean by this, you've probably seen it in your own family, if one person is grumpy, the whole family can end up grumpy. We sort of perfume the air with it and everyone gets infected by it as well. But what's great is you can actually consciously choose how you want to be with everybody. So if when you wake up in the morning, you think, I want to have more fun today, I want to, you know, be more positive, really enjoy the day, you can choose to have that as an intention and it will influence the other people in your family if you turn up with that emotion going on. I did it on Saturday. I'd been a bit grumpy on Friday. Saturday morning, thought, right, it's the weekend, I'm going to have fun. And went downstairs, immediately put on some loud music, started dancing, and lo and behold, my 13-year-old joined in with me. And so we were already off on a good foot for the day. And anyone can do this. It's just about being a little bit more conscious about how you show up, what emotion you want to bring, how you want it to feel in the family unit.
Oh, great advice as always. And it's just sort of thinking one step ahead, isn't it?
Yeah, just being a bit more intentional and it will make a huge difference.
Yeah, oh, I love that. And also going back to your roles, I had quite a long sort of WhatsApp text with a friend of mine this week. Cause I think a lot of working mums feel a bit like 50s housewives at the moment.
Oh, yes,
because,
definitely.
You know, you're all trying to work as well as, you know, but because everybody's there, there's more meals.
So many more
seems
meals.
Seems to be never, and I'm always in the kitchen. My friends are like, I can't believe it. But I know, I have to say my husband and my daughter have been helping out with the cooking this week. And it does make a big difference, doesn't it? And also loading and unloading the dishwasher.
Yeah, all of that stuff makes a huge difference. And the childcare. So if one of you's been doing the bulk of that Monday to Friday, then perhaps at the weekend you can have a little switch over from that. I sent my husband out with the kids for a good couple of hours on Saturday morning just to have time in the house on my own, which was the first time I've had that in about 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah, it's important, isn't it?
Yeah. And it felt amazing.
Yeah, I can imagine. I bet the music was on then.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Sue, as always, thank you so much. And I'm just wondering, how many arguments have there been about toothpaste lids?
Oh, well,
I would imagine
not
a lot.
Yeah, probably quite a lot, I imagine. But not in our family. I think we all just leave it off so nobody gets across about it.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much, Sue Saker from Farnham Relationship Coach. You will be back with us again next Sunday with more absolutely brilliant advice. Thank you, Sue. Have a lovely week.
And my pleasure.
Have a dance around.